The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Olenberger joined alongside by Barracuda General Manager Joe Will. Joe, first and foremost, thank you for the time. As always, a period through this, you know, these are great opportunities for these young players to get into the lineup, kind of get their feet wet at this level. But give us your opening assessment through 20 minutes of play.
Well, I think guys are working really hard. And, you know, the purpose of the preseason games here, not only to evaluate players, but really get them up to game speed. So they're coming to work tonight. They all know that there's competition on the line and spots to get. So, you know, glad to see that.
Well, the common thread, I guess, if you will, of Sharks training camp has been kind of the intensity and the tempo this year. It seems to have ratcheted up. There's a different vibe this season. And talking to some of the coaches, that's kind of trickled into the Barracuda camp. And it just started on Monday, so there's not a huge runway leading into the season. But from your perspective, so many new young faces, so many valuable prospects should be playing for the Barracuda this year. So what do you want to see in this short little two-week time frame leading into the regular season?
Well, I want to see just some honest effort from them and listening to what the coaches are saying about just, you know, playing winning type of hockey, not going out there to be overly risky and do things like that, but to go out and play a complete game and you know, get us back to winning. And you know, the coaches have stressed that at the Sharks level, at the Barracuda level, and that's really what we're looking for.
Well, the training camp roster ballooned to 35 players, four goaltenders now on your roster. Two of them didn't make the trip, Aaron Dell, but also Yaroslav Askarov, who was a big, big acquisition, arguably considered the top goalie prospect in the entire world. So he's sent to the American Hockey League, has yet to play for the Sharks, was dealing with a little bit of an injury, skated this morning with the Barracuda. What's the immediate plan for Askarov as he's now in the AHL?
I think just to really ramp it up slowly. You know, he's been working hard the past few weeks to get back, and we're not going to rush anything here. But, you know, he had a good, really good practice today, and just keep a little bit every day, and pretty soon he'll be back, you know, to full strength and ready to go. Like, and a lot of it now is he's ready, but it's more about game condition.
He is on a waiver accept contract, on his entry-level contract. You've got two goaltenders, established guys up in the NHL. Do you anticipate him going up this year at various points as part of a kind of three-headed monster at the goalie position? How do you kind of anticipate this all shaking out?
Well, I think right now, you know, the key was to look at this acquisition as long-term, not short-term, not to rush him up the NHL. He'll kind of show us by his play, and at the same time, as we have two very capable goaltenders with the Sharks. So, you know, injuries happen throughout the year, might be merit recalls and such, but we'll play it by year. But right now it's just, you know, more or less kind of get him back up into game shape and then see how it goes. But there's no hurry with anything, but you know what? The way he's been playing the past few years and everything, too, he is really on the right path.
He was drafted 11th overall. You don't see goaltenders go early, that early at least, very often. Obviously, the skill set, the athleticism is there to be a guy who can be a number one NHL goaltender. You guys saw him from afar. He was not in your organization. I'm sure you liked him during that 2020 draft class. What about this player, though, made him so intriguing to go and get from Nashville?
Well, I think not only the size and athleticism, the talent, but, you know, he's got that, you could see it in his play, he's got that hunger. You know, that hunger to be a one. He's got the whole package with everything. And so, you know, that's very exciting. You don't see a lot of goaltenders like that, goaltending prospects that often. And, you know, he's really progressed well. And you know, in our organization, it's one thing we've drafted a lot of high-end prospects at other positions, and it really was time and the right time and the right person to get with Jarl.
The Sharks have never drafted a goalie in the first round, but you acquire a goaltender, a former high number one draft choice from the Nashville Predators. Focusing on the group on the ice tonight, Philip Bystedt had a great finish to last year coming over from Sweden, finishing off in the American Hockey League. He's put together a really nice camp. You see the physical attributes that made him intriguing when you drafted him in the first round. What do you want to see from him this year in his first full season in North America?
I think, you know, learning from the coaches and learning North America and just really putting in the time and the situations. A lot of new things he hasn't seen before. Playing hockey over here, playing against, older, bigger, quicker, stronger players here. Longer schedule, different travel, everything else. And as Mike has shown, he's very patient with our young players and to just give them the time to ripen and not really push them along. But I think he has all the tools to be a really good player in the league, and it'll be really fun to watch him develop here.
Kasper Holtonen's playing on his right wing, another highly touted guy, big frame, can absolutely rip the puck. He's still a young player. He could go back to junior. He could stick with your team. Whether he does that or not, goes back to the OHL or sticks around in the AHL this season, how valuable is it for him to get these reps at the pro level wherever he ends up landing?
Oh, it's huge. Experiential learning at all the levels, it's something even if he's not here, he'll remember this. He'll get a taste of it, and it really helps with the development, much like the players that, we had in training camp that are here this year that ended the year in the American Hockey League. It just helps so much. They come into training camp. They come into these games. It's not their first games, and you can tell, they're really more acclimated. So these games are really important whether he stays here or goes back to junior.
Well, if a guy played in the Sharks organization, they crossed your path. You've been here for the existence of the franchise. And Ryan Clough is now part of a three-headed assistant GM monster, yourself, Tom Holley, and Ryan Clough. Now as a peer, a co-worker, he played under you with the Sharks and was a fan favorite. What has it been like working with Chloe now in the front office?
Oh, it's been great. He's got such a knowledge of development and coaching, and it's really great to have a fresh new vision and voice, coming into here and really help. But we have so many players to develop and to work with right now. It's just the manpower helps, and he has such a good hockey mind. It's just great to have him here.
One more for you, Joe, and thank you very much for the time. You made a lot of big splashes from an AHL standpoint. We'll put it in quotes. This offseason, you bring in Paul Dorowski, you bring in Schultz, you bring in Carlson, who's a little bit nicked up, among others, veteran established guys who should help this team elevate and get into, hopefully, a playoff spot this year. We always talk about the balance, development with winning. But you're kind of at that point right where you want these young players to win too, right? So how important was it to go and get these guys who can help kind of lead the way?
Absolutely. I mean, winning is a huge part of development. And because we try and teach them winning ways. And so that's, a big part. Everything we're looking at from, we sat down and the whole staff and said, what can we do differently here? Well, part of it is just the maturing of the young prospects, and part of it is getting the right veterans around them, and part of it is just the approach we take with everything. So we looked at every aspect of it, but the veterans are such a huge part of it. They could come in, some of these guys, proven winners, played a lot of playoff games. Podorowski, a ton of experience in the league. Lucas Carlson, Jimmy Schultz, Colin White. It's great to have them around, and I think they're going to be great with the young players.
Should be a lot of fun just getting started on a new, fresh campaign. Everything in front of the organization this year, there's no question about it. But, Joe, Will, we appreciate the time, as always. Great insight. Looking forward to talking to you many a time this upcoming year. But thank you for the time, and enjoy the rest of the game.
All right. Thanks, Nolly.
Joe Will, Assistant General Manager of the San Jose Barracuda, kind enough to join us up here in the broadcast booth. Nothing score after a period live in Bakersfield. We're back in a moment. This is Barracuda Hockey.